purchased that in 2008 for $110,000. Is that correct?
Yes. What? Let's see. I got my paperwork right here in front of me. That's right.
And your opinion of the market value is $70,000?
Correct. I went over and talked to a realtor that deals with our property in our area, condominiums in our area, and he gave me several printouts about how the property has moved in the last couple of years, and I think those are included there with my request, and I did ask his opinion, what do you think this would sell for today? And he talked to me, you know, when I knew I had to answer that question on my request, I talked to him about it, and that's what he felt it would sell for today. Not the listing price, but he felt that's what it would eventually sell for.
Okay.
But he did list it at this price that's shown here.
Pardon me?
No, you do have it listed for this price. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about the value of it at this point, what it would sell for if it were to be on the market today.
She doesn't have it listed.
Okay, let me get this down again. She doesn't have it listed,
okay.
but you've talked to a realtor that told you that it might sell for this price, but he was going to, but he would list it for a higher price. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Well, yes, he thought that's, when he quoted that price for him, he said that would be the selling price. You know, when realtors are talking to you, they'll talk about a list price and then they'll talk about a sale price. Because that's like one of the comps that is included there with my information was one that is active and it's listed for $73,400. He said, but that's not the sale price, he was telling me. He said that's what they've listed it for. And I think... he even showed me down that when they originally listed, it was listed higher, but they lowered it. And that is, you know, it's listed at $73,400, but he said it will not sell for that. That, and this is all his opinion. He's giving me his opinion.
Do you have a garage with that?
Pardon me?
Do you have a garage on yours?
Yes, and that was the one that, that active one.
Yep, I see it.
Yes, and my condo has not been upgraded at all. It's all the original, everything is original in it. And that's why he felt this one was, you know, it's... you know, he felt the one that is active now, he felt that would probably sell for 72 because that's 72,000. And I, you know, now I'm trying to remember the conversation, but in comparing these
two,
my property and this property, the active one, I forget what he said, but he thought there was some things about this one that is active now. Was a little bit of more value than mine. Am I making sense?
we're
Chuck,
looking.
If you have the opportunity,
the
looking,
ones they're all the should be the same. And I think that
at their point,
should, I think we lowered some.
Really,
talk to a number of folks. Right. Right. So many.
I don't think she's far wrong.
I think she's.
Yeah.
Sizes.
Oh, I see. Here, in this one that is active now, it says it's got new carpet. There were several things listed under the agent remarks and the marketing remarks, that paragraph there. There were several things in there, and one of them was it's got new carpeting, and mine is all the original.
So she lives there full-time, it's not nightly, or
it's no nightly rental or anything like that.
And right, correct. I live there full time.
Right, and you're recommending $70,000.
That's what the realtor told me, because I asked his opinion. I don't know.
I'm gonna make a motion. But, we set it at 70,000.
Pardon me.
We've got a motion to set it at 70,000.
Okay, you've decided to set it at 70,000. Is that what you're saying?
We're waiting on a vote, ma'am.
Okay.
We have a motion for a motion to set it at 70,000. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, ma'am, it is set at 70,000.
Okay, thank you so very much for your time and consideration.
Okay, thank you.
Hey.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
If we to the second, moon, we don't have to say aye, correct?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
To the moon, Danny.
Did you say aye?
I did.
Okay.
So it won't be repetitive.
Now we've got Franklin Family Trust.
Is it me now?
And what's your name?
Mark Pierman.
Mark Pierman.
Yes.
He's the musician.
Yeah, I'm the musician. I get the mic
without,
again. Yeah, without the instrument. So.
You had an appraisal. I heard you say before that you had an appraisal.
Well, what happened is they reassessed it and dropped the value quite a bit in the reassessment.
Last year?
No, just a few months ago. They came out to our property and reassessed it.
They being?
The county did.
Okay.
And then Parker Stone came out, and I asked him, I said, you know, what is this property actually worth? To just back up what actually the county had done, and I think he was pretty close. We have what it is a craft mall, and the infill is basically not our stuff. We have hardly anything inside that's personal property anyway. But as far as the real estate has declined in value, you know, ever since we purchased it, just like a lot of stuff on 165 has. The thing that's really, really killing us where we're at is the hotel next to us is now weekly rentals. You know, the police are there all the time. They've got some kind of homeless camp that's living in the woods behind our craft mall now. We've even tried to purchase some of that property back there. There's one lot behind us. It's been for sale for $49,000 for a long time, and they can't sell it. So, you know, I really think that, you know, our rates have been consistently going up. We're paying, was it $13,000-something now a year for less than 2 acres?
If I could, I need to correct you, Mark.
Go ahead.
We did. This is a non-reassessment year, so okay. We can't change the value this year.
Right.
We did come out and reassess,
right.
As you said, and change the value for next year.
Okay.
But that's why you're here.
Yes, today. To try to see if we can apply that to this year.
We lowered it for next year from 738 to 621.
And that's still pretty
and high. That's what we did.
Right, right, absolutely.
And the board here can do whatever they want to.
Right, and I understand that.
So you're asking for us to have that done for this year?
Yes, to apply it to this year.
That was based on his number for next year,
right.
To apply it this year.
Yes. And even look at the other number.
And what was the number you were asking for, Mark?
Well, the Parker come in at, what was it, 480 to 530 or something? 480 to 560 is where Parker came in. And just like I said, you know, when we purchased the property, the hotel was working really good next to us, and Odie's Barbecue was next to that, and it's all turned into a pit right there. Actually, you know, I hate to be negative, but it is a pit. The police are out there every day. In fact, they did we put a security camera system in. And they've made 3 drug busts in about 3 weeks since we've had our security system out there at the hotel.
You're across from the KOA.
Yeah, right across from Dakota Street on 165. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that much frontage. We have less than 200 feet of frontage. I mean, it's deep.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
To his advantage, is he better off
to let his, because he can't come in next year if we adjust.
Yeah, he can. Next year's a reassessment year. If you adjust it this year.
Even if he adjusts it this year?
Yeah, because this is a non-reassessment year. Next year is a reassessment year. Mm-hmm. And so he's allowed to come back next year.
And argue the 621.
He can argue the 2017 value that Chuck has probably already put in his system.
That's what I'm saying, mm-hmm. which is the 221.
621.
621. 621. What I'm trying to figure out is if it's to your advantage, mm-hmm.
this year doesn't affect next year.
It's to his advantage for you all to assess the information that he's brought you, and if you change it, whatever number you change it to, it's going to stay that for the following year. So if you come up with a number less than the 621 that we have for 17, he's done well. I mean, he's advantage.
Because you're
going to
go change your 2017 bus.
Because my 17 will follow if you all make a change. Say you've set it at 600,000, just to pick example. We'll change it to 600,000 next year. You do it to whatever number you.
Would that apply to this year then?
It would apply to this year, okay. And next year as well. Okay. Yes, sir.
And
right.
And you know.
So I've been here for 12 years.
Mm-hmm. It's by his choice. It's not required because this is a non-reassessment issue.
Right. So I've been here 12 years.
We have been in those debates on DOE lowers it. Sorry, Danny.
That's fine.
We have been in those debates with the State Tax Commission that if the DOE lowers it, then can the assessor go back and increase it unless he has proof that the property has changed in value? We've had
those debates. I've been here 12 years, and I've just been trying to get this down right for this gentleman to have every advantage of getting his assessment right.
That's correct.
There is a, and there has been a rule of non-appearance the next year. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't apply, I guess, in this case. In this case, you could argue 2 years in a row, whereas if you came next year, you couldn't the following year on a non-assessment year. I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, there's current litigation, and we just found this out, and Wesley and I were reviewing the laws, and so I made a phone call to Murray Monahan because we were confused. We were once told that on the non-reassessment year, if they had appealed the previous year, they could not appeal again this year. Well, that only applies to people who went on to the State Tax Commission. So in a non-reassessment year, you're setting the value for this year. Next year is a reassessment year. And in 2017, whatever the value is set for 2017 carries over to 2018. But as long as they don't go on to the State Tax Commission, we now have to hear it. And I say that because it's sitting on the desk of a judge and has not been decided, but now the State Tax Commission